Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the GTC conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session, at which time, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star and one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, on Wednesday, the 18th of December, 2013. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Hervé Boniel. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining our call this morning. The purpose of this call is to debrief you about our intention to raise equity at the beginning of January next year. We have called the extraordinary shareholder meeting in order to approve possibly the exercise of raising up to 10% equity. This, I would like to describe during this call, first of all, the merits for such a request and also a little bit about the technicalities. First of all, regarding the merits, well, we decided that it would be advisable to raise equity since we would like to stay within our plan, the plan that was announced 2 years ago and is about to be completed by the end of April 2014. According to this plan, we had a mixture of sources, sale of assets, as well as refinancing, potentially refinancing of the bonds. We have progressed according to the plan, and we are coming to the last part of it, which is the first 4 months of 2014. And we would like, we would like to increase the certainty that the plan will be realized fully. Sorry. according to the plan, we are negotiating the sale of Galeria Yuraiska, and the negotiation for Yuraiska are progressing. However, we would like to prevent a situation whereby we will be very close to the bond repayment date, and the transaction is not done, and the buyer will take advantage of our situation and will try to decrease the price. So one of the purposes of this equity is, in fact, to counterbalance such pressures and guarantee that the plan will be implemented at the same values as we want them to be, the highest possible values. The second reason is to keep flexibility between the resources and to match them with opportunities or with, I would say, the planned uses for the company. First and foremost, this is the repayment of the bonds, 100 million plus interest. And the second is potentially to start focusing on improvement of the assets that need more care. Improvement of NOI, decrease of leverage to the extent possible, negotiating the interest rate, and thereby altogether improving the potentially the NOI as well as the net income. This is part of a longer plan that we will start in 2014 to improve NOI as much as possible, improve cash flow from operation after interest, and basically perhaps starting the turnaround that we all look forward for implementation. In terms of timing, since the bonds are falling due in April, it gives us no much choice than to do the equity raise in a fast-track mode, which is January, and this will be done without prospectus, assuming we can waive the preemption rights. Any other alternative would mean that we have to wait for the annuals by mid-March, and then the transaction can end in June only, which is a little bit too late compared to what we want. Side by side with waiving the preemption rights, it is the management intention to allocate pro rata to holding of existing shareholders once the results of the accelerated book building will be decided. In other words, every shareholder will submit his bid. We will make a book, and based on the book, there will be pro rata allocation. With reference to that, we have already discussed with our main shareholders, and in principle, we got their support to the idea. We also consulted with them on the draft of the resolution, and we got support. I think that on top of that, we got a strong signal from our main shareholder, Lone Star, who is willing to take pro rata to his stake, as well as increase his stake in case there will be unsatisfied supply. Saying a word on Lone Star, I think by now all of you are aware that they are the controlling shareholder. This is a very strong fund, and they view GTC as a long-term investment. They look forward to improve the company's result and to the benefit of all shareholders. One more thing in terms of technicalities, there will be some due dates to be adhered to. Generally speaking, the assembly should take place on the 9th of January, and therefore registration and certificate deposit of shares should be confirmed by 24th of December. Another final word on that, I mentioned that we met the shareholders, we presented to them the plan and the merits, and I think so far everyone look at it from financial point of view, look at the advantages of such plan. To summarize, first of all, to guarantee implementation of the plan and maximizing the shareholder value that will come through this plan. And second is to have flexibility of resources in order to match the resources and the uses as they may come due. Additionally to the equity raising, we plan to approach the market based on signals that we got from potential bondholders, to approach the market at the end of January, beginning of February, with a suggestion to issue new bonds that will refinance the existing bonds. We talk about 30 to 50 million euro. We hope that the offer reform uncertainty will be clarified, and this will open the door to launch such bond refinance exercise. In terms of the relationship between the equity and the bonds, both sources we would like to have both sources, again, for the same reason. And we think that the fact that we will raise, hopefully, equity before the bonds should reinforce our ability to raise bonds. It will deleverage, it will make the company's equity structure or balance sheet structure more solid, and will allow us to think about the next steps towards the H214, which will basically improve the company's result by the end of 2014. Thank you for listening so far, and we're willing to take questions.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, the star 1 if you wish to ask a question. Once again, the star 1 if you wish to ask a question. If there are no questions at this time, please continue.
Okay, so thank you very much. If still there would be any questions, feel free to contact us later on separately. I wish you a happy new year, Merry Christmas, and looking forward to meet you. Thank you.
Thank you. That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating. You may all now disconnect.